We'll talk a little bit more footy later on with Jake Lever, Melbourne defensive star after their victory last night. Looking forward to having a chat to Jake. Got a boo or two last night from his old Adelaide fans, but he probably expected that. We'll talk cycling with Matt Keenan after that horrific tour of Poland crash. But Corey Homicide-Williams has been good enough to join me right now to talk some basketball. Great to have the NBL MVP on the line. Welcome to you, Corey. Great to have you back.
D-Russ, how you doing? It's been a while.
It has been a while, but I feel like I know you because even though you're in extreme lockdown now, I presume you're still in Melbourne, I've been watching you have workouts at, the Holden Centre. You've been in front of the John Landy statue. You don't mind getting out and about for your workouts. Hope you can find a good spot within 5K of your house.
Yeah, definitely. I think it's just so important, so many different ways to mentally continue to be occupied and push yourself in ways that it can help because, you know, this day and age, it's serious what's going on in the world. You know, we saw a damn near nuclear explosion in Lebanon, which is a country that I hold close to my heart because I played there my post-playing career in the NBL. For 5 seasons, I was there. So, you know, I reached out to a lot of my Lebanese friends and families. Most of them I got in touch with it, but a lot of them I haven't. So, you know, my prayers and thoughts go out to them, and I hope that they're okay because, you know, it's just very, very unfortunate. It looked like, you know, this is stuff you see in movies. You know what I mean? Like, you don't see stuff like that in real life. So, you know, it was just really sad and heartbreaking to see that.
Speaking of your Lebanon days and playing there, you did have, you know, certain areas you couldn't go. You had to be fairly strict about your lifestyle when you played there as well. I presume that's probably holding you in good stead now.
Nah. You know, I'm a man of the people anywhere I go, so I had access to everywhere I wanted to go, to be honest with you. You know, so it's just very unfortunate, again, that, you know, what occurred. But anywhere I go, I'm safe, man. I'm from New York. I know how to move. I have a third eye and I have a sixth sense. That's something that I know that I've been blessed to have. So, you know, we move okay anywhere we really go.
And you're still in pretty good nick, so you're still trying every day? Pretty hard?
Yeah, you know, I've been training pretty much every other day. And Black Ivy Fitness, man, this guy's a machine. You know, I just wanted to make sure emotionally, physically, mentally, and spiritually, I find balance with myself. And I'm at peace with myself. Because if I'm not, I can't give you the best version of me. And I strive to want to do that on a daily basis. So fitness is everything to me right now.
A lot has changed in the world since the coronavirus came into existence, Corey, but the 76ers haven't changed. They're still the 76ers we knew before coronavirus. They've got problems. They can't get it right. They've got a Ben Simmons issue again right now. His power forward days have hit a bit of a brick wall. He hasn't been putting up as many shots as people thought he should have, and now he's got an injury.
Yeah, it's very unfortunate. You know, superstar talent. He's a superstar in the league, you know, but with all superstars, to remain on top, you have to continue to work on your weaknesses. And, you know, unfortunately, this is pro hoops. And if you don't, people will tend to exploit where your weakness is at. And, you know, till he gets that done, I don't believe they will hit that next level, which is championship. You know, that's where they want to get to. You know what I mean? So, you know, these things have to get sorted. I wish him the best. I wish him to get healthy because we all know he's a superstar. That's what he is, you know, but we just want to see him get to that elite level. And to take those steps in that direction, I'm going to have to be able to consistently hit that J, man.
Now, they did have a win today, 107-98 against the Wizards. The Lakers were a bit disappointing today, getting beaten by the Thunder.
Lakers are the number one seed. You know, you're going to lose
it. So they've got that locked up.
You know what I mean? You're going to lose at some point. So they've done a great job since they've got into the bubble. I know they're focused on winning the championship. They're locked in. Yeah, they got that loss today, but they are locked in. I would hate to see that team in the finals. That's for sure.
So the bubble is different because being the number one seed doesn't quite mean as much as it normally means because you're still playing on the same court as the other guys, it's their home court just as much as it's yours.
Yeah, but I would hate to see the Lakers. It's still a series.
Yeah.
So it does mean a lot. You know what I mean? Who wants to see the number one seed in a series? Not the eighth seed, that's for sure. People say, Portland, they could beat the Lakers. No, they can't. Not in a series.
So who have you got that might be able to beat the Lakers? Milwaukee is the number one seed. Raptors, second seed. Probably the Celtics. And the Heat are going okay. Pacers are doing some good stuff. And then, you know, we've got the Clippers and the Nuggets are hanging around. Who could do some damage?
Nobody. Nobody. The only person that can do the damage to the Lakers are the Clippers. There's nobody in the East doing the damage. All right? The King ran the East. Did anybody do damage in the East against LeBron when he was in the East? No. Come on, man. D-Russ, I'm here, baby. You ain't here for me in a while, but I'm here. Let's be clear.
I like it. So you don't think that the dynamic, you think the Lakers are kind of just taking it as they want to take it right now. So you might get lucky and beat the Lakers one day, but when they're on, when they need to be serious, they just hit their A game and they play that 99 out of 100 game that they can produce when the Heat is really on.
Yo, D-Russ, it's like this, man, right? LeBron, the King. We talking about the King, right? He's the king of the NBA. He was the king of the East. We know this. How many times he went to the championship in the East? 9 times, right? He walked in the championship backwards with the team weaker than the Lakers. What team in the East gonna beat them? Come on, man. He got AD. AD? Come on, man. Yeah. Kuzma? J.R. Smith,
Deion
Waiters, come on,
fam. Yeah, AD was classy the other day with a 3-pointer that virtually put
with the three.
Result beyond doubt.
He's handling ball like, come on, man. He is handling the ball like a point guard, and he's 7 foot.
Yeah, it's amazing to watch. It really is a good dynamic right now. NBL, what's happening with the NBL, Corey, before I let you go? I can't wait to. Obviously need crowds to have the NBL season go, but we've all got our fingers crossed that in December we'll get that. So, free agency and players moving teams, how are you seeing that all shaking out?
Man, it's all shaking out. Let me tell you, for all those who don't think the NBL is coming back, ain't coming back strong, you got another thing coming. New Zealand is stacked. Scottie Hobson is not coming back. However, Lamar Patterson, 2-time All-NBL first team, has signed with that team. I believe that team has a chance to win the championship. I really do. I think they're super stacked. They've done a great job retaining a lot of their players, if not all of their players, minus the imports. And that's huge, retaining good players. New Zealand have done that. They got their coach back. Again, bringing Lamar Patterson in is huge. I know they're going to bring back a really good center in who's really athletic, if not the center they had last year. So they did a great job. Cairns, you know, retaining their players. We're waiting to see what they're going to do with their imports. They did a great job last year. So it'll be really good for them in North Queensland. The Hawks, bringing in Brian Goodwin, the Phil Jackson of the NBL is back. And, you know, when he comes, he's not coming to compete. He's coming to win. So the Hawks have done a really good job bringing in some new talent. But we cannot discount that team out west, D-Russ. You know the vibes. Yep. D-Russ, they are making their move last, and you know they're going to make it big. The biggest thing is they got the baddest man back, Bryce Cotton. Let's see what else they're going to do.
So at which stage of this coming season will you write them off and then have to go, you know, eat a bit of humble pie?
I learned my lesson, D-Russ.
Let's hope Melbourne United get things right as well. There's a bit of a downside at the moment, but hopefully they can get that all sorted out as well, Corey, before I let you go. It's been a bad news story, but there's been a lot of good news stories outside of Melbourne United's situation right now.
Yeah, definitely. You know, they got Chris Golan back, which is the face of the franchise, three-year deal. So that's great. And you got to look at it like this. Let's hope Casey Prather comes back healthy, because really and truly, they played with only two imports last year. The guy that they had come in at the end came in at the end. You know what I mean? So his opportunity to show his maximum, his window wasn't that big. You know, his opportunity wasn't that big. So let's just hope Casey Prather comes back healthy, and then they'll begin to put those pieces together. So wish him the best. Wish Miami United, as well as all the other teams, the best. And, you know, hopefully they get it done. And, you know, NBL 21 will be just as big, if not bigger, than NBL 20.
Great to have you on, Corey. Always good to be able to have a chat to you. You brighten my day, as always. And if you want to follow Corey on Instagram, he always posts some interesting stuff. So it's always fun to watch out what he's going to put up the next day. We'll catch you soon. Corey Homicide-Williams, NBL MVP, one of the stars of the show.
AFL Record Digital. Nothing but love, man.
Nothing but love for you too, Corey. I can't wait to be sitting alongside you at 1.5, at 3 metres distance, but maybe 1.5 distance when we're commentating. But it is always good to see your smiling face walking into the broadcast area. The AFL Record Digital Edition is out now, available at sen.com.au and the SEN app, all thanks to Karsha as well. Back with plenty to come, including Jake Lever from the Demons.